Contacting our shop by room. My name's Phil. How can I help you?
Oh, hi. I wanted to look into seeing when you were going to be available in my area, and I
I
received a mail from you.
understandable. I'd be very happy to help you with that. Can I get your home address, please? And I'd be able to let you know when we'll be in your area.
Sure, 93 Fred, Fred, second word short, Short, Road.
What's the zip code?
12477.
12477. Fred Short Road, 93 Fred Short Road. I'm pulling that up right now. It looks like we are going to have service available at your address on November 21st.
Right. Okay. So I received this. I received this. The limited time thing, $69.99, 2 years. I went on your website recently. And was trying to do a pre-order or things, but you needed like, I don't know, it seemed odd. You needed like a credit check or something that was like without a deposit. What's the deal with that? What all do you need to set up service?
So the credit check is part of our policy for checking. It's going to be the same way if you go with like any other kind of like internet service provider. In most, utility providers, they do require a check to see, like what kind of minimum deposits required for a lot of services. Some of them don't, some of
Okay.
them do, just in my experience. I know a lot with like, it's Spectrum with Mid Hudson Cable, and with us, that minimum deposit. Essentially, what we're doing with that credit check is we're just checking to see, we're doing a soft credit check on your credit score and checking your on time payments. Essentially, it's a checking of your delinquency on bills. It gives us a percentage, and the return of on that per, that marker lets us know if a minimum deposit is required. You can choose to
Okay.
bypass that, but it does require you to pay the minimum deposit of $50.
Right, and that deposit is would be refunded when service is discontinued.
So once so for that deposit, if you do wish to buy,
It wasn't clear to me if that was a fee or a deposit. I don't really care. I mean, I have plenty of credit score, but it just seems odd. I would think that you order this up and it just would come. I mean, but anyway. It just I and I tried to put in my information and it didn't take it for some reason. Like it wouldn't like it it just seemed to fail the process. You follow me? Like I it didn't seem to work.
I
Yeah.
understand that
So
it's sometimes it doing
yeah.
yourself it doesn't process through the right way. I don't understand why it does
Right.
that, but
Right.
so for what it does is if you are required to make a deposit or you choose to bypass and pay that deposit upon termination of service, that $50 is refunded to you. Essentially it's a security deposit for service.
Yeah.
And that
All right.
security deposit
Yeah.
is refunded at the end of.
I mean, it's kind of. I think it's a little bit odd in these days of automatic, payments and everything. The $50 is not really any kind of a, sort of a guarantee of anything, in my opinion. But that's fine. If that's the way you do business, that's the way you do business. It's not that big thing. It just seems rather odd in today's world of a $50 deposit. I'm just giving you feedback. It doesn't seem like a really a deterrent to keep people from not paying, I guess. But anyway,
No, I
so what do
understand.
I have to do? Do you follow me? It's more just a comment on your not that I care. It's just a comment on your business practice of that. It doesn't seem like a $50 thing. It seems just sort of seems a little punitive. I mean, and honestly, but anyway, so what do you need from me to switch this over?
So what I can do is if you'd like me to, I can actually run through everything and actually get you signed up for service today over the phone with me. And that way, if you have the time, we could just run.
And what is the like sort of my road, Fred Short, I live about a quarter mile off of the main road. So does that create an issue? Are
So
you going or you've looked at the maps, where the actual properties are, the property lines off of the roads and can guarantee that it'll be there at that time? I mean, you can't guarantee anything, but there won't be any extra charges to run you know, farther from the main road or that type of thing?
So we do for our installations, the free installation is for up to 150 feet of additional cabling that needs to be ran. Most houses are usually on or near the road and are less than 150 feet away from that main stretch of line for our fiber optic connection. If you are so far back, typically what would happen is we can have one of our service technicians come out. They will measure the length of your drive. We subtract that distance. We subtract 150 feet off of that distance, and for that additional cabling, you are required to pay the difference. It is a dollar per
Okay.
foot if we have to go aerial, which means it's overhead, or it's a dollar 50 for any if we have to go underground.
Right. And so that's from the, that's not from, that's not from the last of the, you know, sort of, you know, the common Central Hudson poles. That's from your, the actual street, the actual street it has to go to. I
So
mean,
if
like,
you
what, there's like, so there's, so there's, so there's three properties back there. We went through, I went through this when I bought this house, and because they had never had spectrum there, and there's three, now there's actually four, there's four properties back there that use, that things branch off, you know, as they go. You follow me? So, you know, when spectrum came and did run the lines, you know, we all split the, you know, whatever, $3,000, $4,000 it was to get it back there. So, you know, if I don't know if anybody else would be interested in doing this, is it a, it, do you run a dedicated line from that, from the street to the house?
So if you are at down a road that has multiple addresses that have kind of that communal, like junction point on a road, something that we've been into talks with our construction company is from the road to where that split off to those different houses at of us covering the cost of that run. And then it's just if it's less than 150 feet from that junction point off to those houses, we don't charge anything. But if there's any additional length past that 150 feet, we would charge at, the rate for either aerial or underground, depending on what is required.
Okay. All right. It sounds like you're probably not something that I'd be interested in. So I, that this answered a lot of my questions. I really appreciate it
Oh, you're quite
because
welcome.
it didn't make, you know, there. All right. You have a good day. All right.
Have a good day. Is there anything else I can help you with?
No, that's okay.
All right. Thank you for
Bye-bye.
calling our shop fiber. Have a good day.